Last previous, I have already explained you the physics of wiring circuit. So this physics wiring circuit, wiring can be the form as a power line, the wire we be running, so that we use a control bike to run through this various appliance. Now, the main important thing is that we have to connect the main switch. The main switch is from the main tower pool. So this is for the tower, power pool. So from the power pulse wire coming to go to the hole. Here we have to install the main switch. So main switch is controlling the all power supply to the whole house. So that main switch are wiring diagrams. I will give you the basic wiring diagram. Normally the three phase power usually is supplied by the three phase power line, because in the power pool there will be this four wire. So, 3 active wire plus 1 neutral wire. So, this is for the 3 phase line. From the 3 phase line, what you have to do is to supply to the home, we take the 1 neutral wire and the 1 active wire and connect it to the home. So, this is the way that we supply the electrical PD. So, 1 neutral wire and from the 1 active wire, we take out the wire and we supply to the home. So, therefore, this circuit we can represent by the electrical circuit diagram. So that will be the 3 phase line here. So that will be the terminal. This is a neutral terminal, other neutral terminal. So from the neutral wire you can connect. So that will be the active and the neutral. From the active and neutral, those are connected to. So this one connected to the consumer. So this is the consumer. So another active and neutral is also connected to the consumer. So from the active and neutral wire line, so firstly connected to the fuse. So this wire line you get connected to the fuse. Then this wire is firstly go to the kilowatt hour meter. Kilowatt hour meter. So from the kilowatt hour meter, we enter the active wire. So this is the active wire. In the meantime, from the neutral wire, we can connect it to the neutral link. So this is the supply neutral link, SNL. So this supply neutral link, we take out the neutral wire and connect it to the kilowatt hour meter. So this is the active and neutral we can calculate. So that will be the SNA, the supply neutral link. And F is a fuse one. F1 is a fuse. So the A is a active and a neutral. So we connect like this. So from the supply neutral link, we connect it to the consumer neutral link. The wire connected to consumer neutral link. So this is a CNL. CNL is consumer neutral link. Supply neutral link, consumer neutral link, we connect. And then, from the consumer neutral link, this wire will be the output, active wire A2 coming out. So this A2 wire is coming out and then this connected to the main switch. After that, they connected to the sub fuse. So this is the fuse or circuit breaker. From the fuse on the circuit breaker, we connect it to the load. So this is the electrical load. So this electrical loads, we also need to connect the one active wire. So this is the active. In the meantime, we also need to connect it to the neutral wire. So this is the appliance. So those appliances, we connect it to this neutral wire. In the meantime, the body, the applied body is connected to the art. So this is the art system. So therefore, it's the art made art system. So this is the art. So this art system we connected to here. So this is the art connection. Here is the art connection. Yes, he is the articulation. So this is the way the basic electrical connection diagram of the fuse electrical supply system. So this three phase supply system, we take out the one active wire and then one neutral wire. And then, so one active wire goes into the kilowatt hour meter. And from the kilowatt hour meter, the active wire coming out, connected to the main switch. Other main switches are those wire go to the fuse and circuit breakers. The fuse and circuit breakers are the end of the electrical wire, and then after that, fuse and circuit breaker also connected to the electrical load. So the electrical load is connected to the consumer neutral link. In the meantime, the earth also connected to the main earth, and then supply that go to the arc. So in this case, this main arc and the neutral are connected together. So this is the NVMe link. NVMe, main arc neutral link. So this ambient link system is utilized in the Australian electrical wiring room. So the ambient neutral link means the main arc neutral link. So main arc and the neutral wires are connected together, then connected to the ground. So this is where we need the electrical circuit connection. So that after this supplying system, we can also wire the electrical wire. We can take the electrical wire, so that way the main switch goes to the load. To the low. So in this case, this is the wiring system. The wiring systems are from the main switch box, all the individuals we can connect the wiring system. The wiring system can be the typical installation method, include a cable run in and enclosed in ceiling space. So this is the cable run in and enclosed in the ceiling space, cable in. And enclosed in ceiling space. Or the inside plus double line wall and partition. Inside plus double. Line wall. And partition. Or the inside scattering, trunking, and floater. Inside scattering, trunking, and floater. So this is the way a wire will be run. The wire will run the enclosed in ceiling space, inside plus double line wall and partition, inside scattering, tracking, and the floater. So this is the way that it wire will be connected. So this wire connections are we can show. This diagram show the cable run on the ceiling. So you see the ceilings that we just run the cable. Those cables are not put into the any enclosure. We just run the cable on the ceiling. So this is for the cable run in the enclosing ceiling. So see, we can run the cable and enclose in ceiling space. So in the ceiling space, those are the cable. So cable we can directly run. So without the ends are covered, we can run the cable at the ceiling space. In the meantime, we can only put into the cable tab. So this is the cable tab. So two given, that's how we put a given. Salary given that we put. So this is a tanking system. Tanking system, this tanking system, we put a given here. The tanking system, we put a given. So in this case, you can see the metal wall and given connected like this. So this is our tanking system. And this is the open system. Open system, all given we run without any enclosure, we can run a given. So we can run a given as an open system, or we put into the tanking system and the given tab. So we can run a cable. So there will be the cable installation. Cable may be the under, the close, or the open, we can run. Now means that we put the cable into the conduit. Here is conduit. We put the cable into conduit and we run the cable. So therefore that's a conduit cable. So that this, before we construct a building, we have to have all the located wire lines. For instance, this building is out, before we run it, so firstly we install a conduit line. So all the conduit lines are we put so that we bodies are make this position for the cable to run. So this is the initial of the side stage. We also allocate the all conduit to run the cable. So this is what all the conduit connection we are running the cable. Lighting conduit using a PVC conduit in a concrete slab. Between the concrete slab, before the building finished, we already run the cable in the system. So this is for the whole building construction site. When the building is developed, we also develop the electrical system together. So this is the all electrical conduit lines are being installed and then developed. So this will be there. So after this, this cable, when after we allocate the initial conduit, those conduits are we allocate, then the electrician have to put the conduit into the cable into the conduit. So this is the electrician. So this electrician, this cable they put into the conduit. So from the junction that they can take out the wire. So this is the way they put the wire and they draw the wire. So this for the electrical wiring. Electrician they put the cable into the wire. So in this case, this kind of thing has to be utilized. All the cable are attached to this one and they draw the cable. So this for the cable installation. So all the cable line, conduit lines are we have to draw the diagram. This diagram, all the cable coming into the conduit and they have to draw the cable. So this is for the cable installation. So this is for the cables. After the cables are coming here, so those cables are destroyed at the junction box. So this is the junction box. So cable coming, another cable coming, so this cable is joined together. So this is for the junction box to join the cable. Okay, I talk about the thing. This is for the main supply system. Main supply system, electric gas are everywhere, go to kilowatt hour meter, and then go to the main switch, and go to the fuse and electric load. So electric load is connected to the consumer differently, and also wire connected to the handling, and main supply differently, and the handlings are connected together. So this is for main supply. From the base of switch volt to low, there will be the wiring system. So cabling can be the enclosed in ceiling space, inside glass double, light wall and the partition, inside circuitry, trunking and flow test. So this is the load. So these loads are, I show you the how the cables are really installed. This is for the cable installation diagram. Before you install, we have to install the cable tab. So this is for the cable light. All the cable line, conduit line, we install. So we have to put the cable into the system. After that, the cables are, we get to install this cable system. Before the building finalized, those are the cable conduit line. Those conduit lines are we already installed. So we install and then we have to allocate the cables running some place. And when there are many cables, we have to utilize this one. This is the cable test system. So cable test system, there are cables, several cables that we run together, and from here some cable coming out, some cable coming out. So this is the cable test system we utilize. So this cable test system installation, this is here. In the meantime, so this is where the cables are running. So we had to, sometimes we had to bend the conduit and install the cable. And for the building developed, all the cables are allocated. This one diagram. So this is the cable installation site. All the conduit lights are installed to run the cable. After the electrician has to put the cable into the cable light, cable from you. So this elevation is a 14 of the cable in you, that they have to draw the cable. So this is the cable here, and we have to draw the cable by this. The snake, this is we call the snake. Or the fish tail. Fish tail. Or snake. Snake is there to draw the cable. Steel rope. Steel rope to draw the cable. Steel rope to draw the cable is that this is a steel rope to draw the cable. So this snake, here this cable draw. So this is what we call a snake. Snake and a draw the cable. So really these are illustration. Draw is not too easy because of the rope. Especially the draw the cable, you need a muscle. So sometimes cables are too tight. So too tight, so you have to put a some duplication, you have to draw. So this is a way of drawing the cable. So from this, this one, this pipe line, this cable coming out, and this draw the cable. So this is for the cable installation procedure. In the meantime, we also, this is for the control lines, we draw a circuit diagram. Before that, we finalize it, all the control line, everything we have to allocate, and all the cable need to be drawn. So this is a cable drawing diagram. After that, you need to join the cable. You draw the cable, after that you need to join the cable. So this is the cable lock. So some cables are go to the main supply, especially that this cable go to the this supply you can link, Kusuman you can link. You need to join the cable. So first you have to do it, this is the cable lock. We put the cable, and this cable lock we set through. By this way we can screw this all terminal. So this is the cable lock. This is the terminal. Terminal making. So terminal making means all cables that you put into this terminal, and then we have to put into the joining place. So this way the cable lock are construction. So after before you make the connection, we instrument the cable lock, we need to solder, we have to press. So this way we get a cable lock connection. So this is these are all the cables are joining together. So this is this electrician that joining the cable. After the cables are drawing into the circuit, after that, the terminal valve, all the cables need to be joined. So that electrician is a PVC junction valve that joining the cables, multiple cable. So this is the cable joining and the junction valve. We can join the cable like this. And then when the cables are very big, we have to use a special cable joining technique. And here we use the cable lock. So we put the cable and this is on the cable lock. So this is the construction of the cable lock. When the cable is very big, we have to use a special tool to remove the insulation. So this one is the cable lock. This kind of connection, this is the cable lock. We put the cable here and then we press. And at this time, you can make the connection. All the screw connection you can make to at the junction valves. This is what the cable locks are construction. So this is the cable the diagram. You can see that this cable we put into this cable lock. Cable lock is this shape. We put the cable here. And that's this screw hole. So this screw hole, you can hold the cable together. So this is the way to how to make the cables lock construction. Okay, now I give you this slideshow how to make the cables termination. So before you make the cable termination, this kind of tool will be required. So this is the copper cable cutting tools. This copper cable cutting tool is utilized to cut the insulation from the cable. So this is the copper cable cutting tool. And then this is the way that we put the cable. We put the cable and cut into, and then we take out this insulation. So this is for the cable shear. Cable shear and cutting the cable. So after that, when the cable are small, you use a small cable crimping tool. So this is a small tool, you can take out the cable like this. We never use that kind of tool. If you remove this kind of tool, cable can be damaged. You have to use either this one or this one. This is the right two. These two, you can take out the cable. But important one is the cable diameter. Cable diameter, two sides have to be appropriate. You use the two small diameter, the two, in this case, cable can be damaged. So appropriate cable diameter and appropriate two have to be selected. So these two cases utilized to take out this insulation. This is all insulation can be taken away. Or the small cable, you can use the diameter of two. Never use the diagonal two because that's why two you cut cable insulation, cable some metallic strength can be there, copper strength can be damaged. And this one is a this side you have to use. This side is a side of the cable. Side of the cable too small, too big, you can't use this side. You should use this side. So this is for the cable, copper, cable, strip bar. So this is the kind of the copper cable strip bar. Some are adjustable die. You can adjust the cable diameter by tie and then you can take out the cable. So this is the more expensive. So adjust the cable diameter, you adjust this tie and the appropriate diameter can be adjusted, then you can strip off the cable. So this stripping is a very easy to take out the cable. And those are the cable lock. After you take out the cable, those cable, you have to put the cable into those cable lock, and then you can join together. So they can be the red will be the Wi-Fi. So this is the crimping insulated lock on the cable. So the red is the 5.5 to 1.5 millimeter square. Blue is the 1.5 to 2.5 millimeter square. And yellow is 2.5 to 6 millimeter square. Appropriate cable lock have to select to install the cable. So after that, you take out the cable. Take out the cable, this is cable lock. Then this cable put into this cable lock. And then this is the already put the cable. This cable, yeah, the cable lock, so you take out and put into this cable lock. So this cable already put. After that, this is the how, after that, this has to press. If you don't press, this cable will be coming out. Once the cable has already put into this cable lock, this will be the crimping tool. Use the crimping tool, you press the cable. In this case, you some more cable no problem, you can use by one hand. But the very big cable, sometimes you have to pull into the floor and then you have to, the whole body you have to press. Especially that we Asian people do not have too much muscle. So especially in the industry side, this is another problem because those people that you use one hand and then they are pressed, well, you have to use the whole body. This is it. So insulation size, even my I work at the electrician, I had to use the whole body. You know, my body is not too big. But some people, they use only one hand and they get very fair. And when the cable are too big, you can't use by manually. In this case, you have to use the hydraulic system. Hydraulic jet, use the hydraulic jet and then we press the cable. So this is what the cable press. So if we put the cable here, you press the cable will be like this. So in this case, appropriate diameter and the two is important. If your two is too small, cable can be cracked. This one will be cracked. There may be no crack. Once this one is cracked, you have to throw away. You can't do this. Because of the diameter is very important. So this one will give a crack. So after that, after finish, this is the goal. So this way, cable already cracked. So then we do that. This cable already, you can install the this cable. So this is for the cable installation. Now this is for the metallic. When the cables are too big, we have to use the metallic. So in this case, you have to use a hydraulic jet. You can use by hand. So this is for the ratchet. Sometimes ratchet speed, you have to pull. The ratchet, you have to press, and then after the cable is already finished, then you can take off. So this is for the cable lock installation. Very cable, we can put the cable lock and then we can press the cable. So when the cable has been already terminated, so then we will be like this. In this case, this thing also important. This thing is not too long. If too long, this is cable here, this is the ground. Because this one, this insulation must be very close. So this one is important aspect of the cable. When the cable joining is also the tray. So this cable, so this is a very good thing. This one and this one are very exactly. This one is a very good thing. This is not too good because of the, you see here, this is another, this one is a gap. This gap. This gap is no good because of the, what happens is any moisture or the water can't into this one. So this one is not fully protected. So moisture or anything coming here, it can cause a short circuit later. So therefore, we have to, all the cable joining tray beavers, scale beavers, they try to really like this. and sometimes you have to put a sleeve to cover. So this is the another two. These two ages are very heavy duty too. So that it is sometimes you have to use the whole body pressure to clean the table. So this is the installation of the disc two. And this is for the heavy duty too. This is a very heavy one. All the hydraulic jet we can use as a table termination. So this is called sacrament too large. So last cable too, we can use a hydraulic jet, and this is very big one. If you install the cables at 11 kV, 33 kV, that kind of thing, last have to utilize. So this is a very heavy metallic last. So this is the cables installation and the procedure. So this means after you connect this electric main circuit board, we run a cable. So cable can be the enclosed in ceiling space, inside plaster hole, or inside scudding. So I show you the how the cable really done by the photo as well as the cables are clicking. So this is the terminal making method. So this is for the cables are connection. This is the electric wiring rule. So the wiring system, when you connect the wiring system, AS are 3000, 3.1.2. Cross AS 3000 to 3.1.2. So you have to cross. So this means the wiring system should be selected and installed to perform the following function associated with the safe design and the construction and proper operation of electrical installation. This means that when we run a wiring system, the wiring system must have the appropriate system. The first important thing is protect against the physical contact with light bulbs by durable insulation material or by placing the light bulbs out of reach. This means that no light bulb can be exposed. All the things should be the properly terminated and the properly insulated. All the cable wire, I show you that this cable clinking to all the terminal joint and the cable, there must be no gap. And the certify the current carrying capacity for each joint are the minimum size requirements of the conductor. This means the conductor size must be the appropriate conductor size, must not be too small. If too small, there will be a lot of voltage draw and the overheating can happen. And provide the reliability and the electrical continuity of the connection, joint and termination. This is why I'm talking about the joint and termination. Where do you utilize the appropriate cable, creaming tool and the cable lock to join it? That terminus is loose, and what happens is it can cause sparking or the all connection can be loose. Provide the adequate strength or support and the superior suspension and fitting. This means that we have to provide the appropriate support. So this support will be that this cable has to be provided with the support. So cable spool is that we can utilize the cable spool. I'll show the cable spool. So this is the appropriate cable spool. We made the junction bulb and appropriate screw we had to put, and all the cables are you installed by the cable trunking. That supporting is important. All the cables need to be supported properly. So this is the cable supporting system. We use this cable support. So this is the cable support. We can run the cable here. All the cable need to be supported by that way. So this is why the important aspect is when you are running the cable installation system, all the cable reliability and the electrical continuity or connection joint, all the joint need to be properly connected. Adequate strength on the spool. Adequate strength on the spool is that kind of the wiring support system have to be utilized. So those are the cables are support. So from here you can run the cable. All the conduit we can run, all the support need to be properly installed. So PVC setup. So PVC setup depending on the size of the cable. Some are you can utilize the metallic, but very some you need a very heavy duty. So this one the PVC cable support. All the cable are supporting the properly. And all the here is that all the cable is supported by the PVC setup. So that kind of support is also important. So this is why that this rule should talk about the education of the support, suspension, and fitting. So identity use, including the application requiring the particular type of the wiring system. Some of the wiring system need the fire hazard protection, especially if you run the cable through the heater or the water heater or the gas. In this case, the gas oven, you need a very heavy heat resistant cable. In the meantime, protect against the mechanical damage, environmental, other influence by enclosure or the other means. This means that you have to enclose the cable. When you run the cable, you need to properly enclose it, it's very important. So all the cable need to be enclosed, appropriate enclosing. So this is the cables are enclosed into the cable tab. So then we have to put the diagram of the enclosure. This is cable enclosure, and this was the cable trunking system that we utilize to enclose the cable. So this is the cable installation is an important aspect. So that the rule identified is AS3000 rule 3x1x2 installation and selection installation. So that kind of the rule. So after that, we are talking about the size of the wiring system. The wiring system can be into the table 3x1. Tell the wiring system is the AS3000 rules are 3x2. 3x2 mention about the type of the wiring system. The type of the wiring system is a 3000 rule. I show the form majorly the two types. That will be the decal of the cable will be the on the surface, including cable tray or ladder. So this is the cable we put in the cable tray or ladder. We can put the cable. So this one is on the surface. This is the unenclosed. Unenclosed, we just run the cable. We just run the cable tray or the ladder. This is the unenclosed. This is the enclosure. We put the cable into the conduit on the surface. So this is for the unenclosed enclosed system. And then we also put this cable into the thermal insulation. So that enclosure is surrounded by thermal insulation and as on the surface of the underground system. So that will be the main cable insulation system. That will be the unenclosed. So unenclosed can be the on the surface partially surrounded by thermal insulation on the surface. On the surface, partially surrounded by thermal insulation. Or fully surrounded by thermal insulation. Fully surrounded by thermal insulation. All the bodies are dry in the ground. Bodies are dry in the ground. So this is for the unenclosed system. Unenclosed system means we put the cable and we join the cable on the surface, cable tray or ladder, or the partially surrounded by thermal insulation, fully surrounded by thermal insulation and body direct into the ground. So this for this cable insulation method. In the meantime, we can also put into the enclosure. So the inner enclosure. Enclosure means a conduit. We put the cable into a conduit and run into an enclosure. In this case, we put the tap on the surface. So on the surface cable enclosure is the deck of the surface cable enclosure. Over the deck, you see a conduit. Conduit is run on the surface. So that's that one. That conduit. This is called the deck kind of here. This is conduit. This one you, we run the cable on the surface. So this is on the set side. Some of the cables are we put behind the wall, that will be just, fully enclosed. This is the on the surface side. We run the cable here, and we put in the conduit, and this one. This will be just, put on the surface side. So we put the cable into the conduit, and we run. And in this case, it can also be the partly surrounded by thermal insulation, fully surrounded by thermal insulation underground. Partly surrounded by thermal insulation. Or fully surrounded by thermal insulation. Underground. In this case, underground. So underground is that we use the conduit and the party in the underground. So this is for the two kinds of construction. Unenclosed, major type, and enclosure. So two major type of the cable installation method utilized. Another method can be that we can run the cable supported by the catenary or supported by the insulator. So this is another two types, supported by catenary. Or supported by insulator. So this is for the major type of the cable insulation system. So that can be supported by this insulator. So that in this case, this cable, this equipment we can utilize for the cable conduit type. So in this case, this was the discount of the materials or you have to utilize before into the cable conduit for the enclosure type. Some cables we can partly direct into the ground. So this for the cables are enclosure of the wiring increment. So that when you put the cables are enclosure, then we will be connected like this. So that all the cables here, they are connected up. So they are connected to the cable. So this for the cable enclosure system. So in this case, we also need to know about the what kind of cable appropriate for the what kind of installation. If you direct the put the open system, the type of the cable suitable is an insulated and a sheeted skin on the armor, minor insulated, metal sheeted, I think for that the kind of cables are good for the enclosed. If you put under the ground, we have to use the insulated and sheeted skin or armor, I think for that. And if you put in the enclosure, that can be the insulated and sheeted MIMS, I think for that. So this is the kind of the appropriate cables utilized for the appropriate kind of the insulation system. So you need to know about this selection. Whether you make the open insulation or the enclosure. So depending on the kind of the system, you have to select the appropriate cable. So this table is all about the kind of the insulation system and appropriate suitable cable selection. So this is now for the cables are 3x2, table 3x1. Table 3x1, you refer the cable type and their application warning system. Cable 3x1, cable type, and application in warning system. So this is a ESD document. You can see that this textbook. This is a Google you can download. And you can see the cable 3x1 for the cable type, their application, and the wiring system. What cable need to be run at the back of the main switchboard? When we are designing the main switchboard, all switchboard wiring shall be designed to withstand any thermal magnetic. So we have to put the appropriate protection enclosure for the main switch. Thermal and the magnetic must not be affected. And bare conductor, either those are conductor, those conductors are not covered with the NDs conduit. So this is with all the bare conductor. So back on the shabira at the back of the insulation. So this is the thermal insulation. So the back of the insulation cable we can run as a back on that. And shear cable should only be used with the insulated panel. So it's a, we, some cables are no sheet cover, so we only shoot with the insulated cable. So this is the important aspect of the main fuse bolt. The next one is that we also know about the impact. How the impacts are caused by the wiring system. In this case, we're talking about the 3.3.2.6 impact. So this way I don't write, you also don't need to copy, but you see the board. So the impact means that wiring system should be selected and installed so as to minimize the risk of the mechanical damage. So this is the important aspect. So this is why we have to use the appropriate wiring enclosure, appropriate cable, tangent system, control system to fully protect the cable. So all the protections are important aspects of the mechanical. So all the mechanical damage or location where you want to install the wiring system. If you are running the wiring system or the bedroom or the kitchen, in this case you have to use a special wiring system and additional general mechanical protection. It's important aspect. Also, you also need to know about the vibration system. When the vibration, especially that you run the wire through the cable to the some electric motor system, the motor running, so it can vibrate it. So this vibrating, it can cause a loose connection. And this is the cable light, very important. When you properly terminate the cable lock system. So this is, I show you how to use the cable lock system, so to eliminate this losing. All other mechanical stress need to be protected. So therefore the 3x3x is a 2x3 impact, 3x3x2x7 vibration. And 3x3x2x8 is a mechanical stress. So those mechanical stress need to be protected from the wiring system. In the meantime, we also need to know about the current carrying capacity. So cable current carrying capacity is important. Every conductor should have the current carrying capacity across the with the ESF and then the 3008. So this is for the current carrying capacity. Current carrying capacity. So that every conductor should have a current carrying capacity. In cross and weight. AF. Okay, this is the AS and then the 3008 is the important aspect of the cable selection or cable must have the current carrying capacity. So how to get this one through? So firstly you go to the my site and this is the electric diploma 2013.zongxie.com. After that you can see this Austrian electrician training. When you click the Austrian electrician training, you can get this page like this. After that, here you by clicking the wiring to AS3008. So by clicking the AS3008, so we can see that AS3008 rule. Then open. So this is the AS3008 rule. So the AS3008 rules are, you see, this is the AS3008 rule. All the rule is talking about the details of construction, about the cable. This one will include it. So this is the, all the rules are cable selection method. Later times with the G007, I teach you how to use this rule. All cable installation procedure, we make the cable arrangement, cable selection. So in this case, those are cable selection cable. How to install the cable, whether you install in the enclosed air or the underground or the surrounded by thermal insulation, you can select the appropriate cable size, and they are affect current carrying capacity. All the cables, as you can see, there's a selection on the cable. So we had to utilize this AS3 on the roof, a roof to set the appropriate cable size. So this is the why we are talking about the current carrying capacity. May every computer that should have the current carrying capacity in cross network, AS are answered as a 3-8. So this 3-8 rule. So use this rule and we have to set the appropriate channel on the cable. Later dice are AS are G, when we start at G007, then I will tell you the some problem how to set the cable. So depending on the load condition, current carrying capacity, voltage drop, we need to set the appropriate cable. So this is the why that this rule talking about. So in the meantime, operation temperature limit. So when you are running the cables, important aspect is operating temperature. So operating temperature is that you can see that table is 3/2. So limiting temperature. Limited temperature means what kind of cable that you are using. If you are using a thermoplastic cable will be the B75, B90, those are thermoplastic cable. When you are using a thermoplastic cable, normal operating temperature is 75 degrees centigrade. So this is for the number 75 degrees centigrade. And maximum permissible temperature for the B90 class, especially the B90, TB90, the maximum temperature is 90 degrees centigrade. But B75, maximum temperature is only 75 degrees centigrade. So this is a thermoplastic cable. So in this case, you can see that B90 type is can withstand a more higher temperature than the B75. So this is why that sometimes temperature risen up to the 90 degrees centigrade, you should use a V90 cable. In the meantime, another cable can be the electrometric cable. Electrometric cables are R-type cable, RGB. So this is the electrometric cable or crossing the polyethylene cable. Crossing polyethylene cable means the H90 type cable, MIMS cable. They said this is a very heavy temperature. It can withstand up to 250 degrees centigrade. Therefore, when you are running the cable to the oven or the very high temperature place, we should utilize the MIMS cable. So therefore, you also need to know about the ASR 3000 cable 3x2 to select the appropriate cable and the appropriate temperature. So this is the important aspect. So when we are running the cable should not be less than 4 mm². So cable size width, contact of the material crossing the area, which is a minimum size 4 mm². So minimum cable size 4 mm². Four millimeter square for the whole wiring system. But less than this one is not suitable for the permanent wiring. You can only utilize the temporary wiring system or the tool or the equipment. But once you run the cable into the permanent fixed wiring system, this is the minimum size with the 4 mm². So this one is important aspect. In the meantime, you also need to know about the coordination between the contact side. So the contact side will be the kind of the contact side. Contactor means this is a cable here, this is a contactor. This contactor, those are contactor. So those contactor sides are also important. So that we set the contactor side across them with the cables are 3x3. Contactor side. So cables are 3x3. So this is the nominal and minimal cross section area of the contactor. If you are using the insulated cable socket outlet, we are using the socket outlet in this case, you should use the copper. If you are using the copper, this must be the 2x5 mm². And other circuit, you can use the 1 mm². Signal circuit, you can use the 0.5 mm². If you are using a bare conductor, if you are using copper, that will be the 6 mm². Insulated flexible conductor is a 0.75 area wiring system. Area wiring is important. Why is from the top, from the pole, you draw the wire. Here is a pole, power pole, and this hole, this wire. This wire we call it kind of the area wiring. For the area where it is, the minimums are on the side. If you are using the copper, there must be the 6 millimeter square, aluminum 16 millimeter square. So therefore, the thick area where it is a service wire. This cable is we call a service wire. This service wire type is important. According to this, cable 3 by 3, this service wire must be there. If you are using a copper 6 millimeter square, aluminum 16 millimeter square. So appropriate cable size must be utilized for the service wire. So this is the cable 3 by 3 that talking about the requirement of the cable. In the meantime, the body draw. The body draw of the circuit. Crossing with the body draw is very important aspect for the cable. The cross-sectional area of the current carrying capacity should be such that body draw between the point of the supply for low-voltage electrical installation and any point that electrical installation does not exceed the 5% of nominal voltage. So the body draw. So in this case, AS 3.6.2, so that's not more than plus or minus 5% of nominal supply voltage. So plus or minus 5%. This is the voltage draw influenced by the cable size. This is why influenced by the cable size. If you are selecting a cable, in appropriate cable, when the cable is too small, so that will be a lot of body draw. A lot of body draw happen means that the cable can be the over temperature. Over temperature and it gradually downgrade the insulation. Later that electrical fault can happen. So electric, majority of the electric faults are caused by the that kind of the cable. Okay, so I show you about the how the dangerous of the electric fault. I show you how the dangerous of the electric fault. When the electron will happen, so this is for the kind of the electric shock happen. So this transformer got the electric shock. So you see the all transformer insulation will be broken down, and the ties are all insulation will gradually digging down, and then all insulation finish, and then we see the major explosion like the bulb. So this is for the electric shock happen. So very quick times that it can explode like this. So when all the electric fire happen, the electric fire you can extinguish by the normal firefighting equipment. So this is the way a very important aspect. Therefore, we have to set the appropriate gun on the cable side to avoid the take down of the damage. So important aspect is that this electric shock is very important. We have to select the appropriate cable. So therefore, when we are running the cable, we also have to know about the cable kind of the cable. So this is the kind of cable here. Cables are current carrying capacity, appropriate insulation has to be selected. Sometimes even you set the appropriate insulation, due to this and this damage, cable strike can happen. This is a water-free. Water-free means when you run a cable, they are not properly enclosed. In this case, the moisture coming inside. This is I show you what the cable lug is. Cable lug is, this lug must be the appropriate cover. It don't cover and a little gap. Cable can inside the condenser. Cable can inside to this water and moisture can into the condenser. So it can happen like this. This is the water-free. The water-free gradually build up, and then finally it can damage the cable. So electric shock can happen. So therefore, the terminals are making a very important aspect. All cables need to be the appropriate cover. So otherwise, all cables are water-free. All the moisture coming, the water-free. The water-free are gradually coming in, spreading and it gets a damage given. So this is the important aspect. So therefore, most of the electrical damage are caused by the kind of the improper workmanship. So therefore, the crossing that gives current carrying capacity important. There will be the plus or minus 5%. So this is an important aspect. In the meantime, we also need to know about the maximum demand of the load. So select the given. Appropriate to maximum demand of the load. So I also give you the calculation. In the G7, I will give you the maximum demand calculation. How we install the electric load, what we use the maximum demand, that things that I will give you.